All right, let's talk five heartbeats.
Let's talk five heartbeats. Danny.
Oh, stop. Stop, Jay.
Yeah. Robin Townsend on the Fantastic Voice.
Oh, man. Thank you guys so much for having me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm having a ball. Like you said, Diana Ross. Oh, my God.
Just to watch her.
Amazing performance. Oh, my goodness. No, this is a party with a purpose.
Okay, it's how many years for the film, The Five Heartbeats?
This is our 25th anniversary.
And who have you brought with you on the cruise?
I brought with me the one, the only. Sitting with me is Hawthorne James, woo! A.K.A. Big Red.
Say it. My office hours are from 9.
Oh man, thank you. This is a wonderful thing. And I was talking to you this morning, and I said my grandparents and my mother and father met at HBCU.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
One for HBCU. Your office hours would not even open.
They have different office hours.
Different office hours, man. So, what are you going to do, Robert Townsend?
You know what? We're having karaoke. Five Heartbeats karaoke. Leon's here as well. So Leon, he's up in. That's a whole nother story.
So you're doing just movies, just songs from the Five Heartbeats.
How many of you guys know songs from the Five Heartbeats?
Going home.
We haven't finished yet. A heart is a house for love.
Woo. A heart is a house of love. Okay. And I've learned.
I think Jay, we might have a winner here with Jay Anthony Brown.
Now,
Player, do you know when Robert was doing the Five Heartbeats?
Yeah.
Jimmy Woodard and I lived in the same building. So Robert would come over there with the entourage. I mean, like 40, 50 people.
Oh, shut up.
Player was like 80 people. And he pulled everybody out the building but me.
Stop it. No,
for the movie.
That is not true.
Everybody in the movie came from the same building.
There was 6 people in this movie that I was not in.
And Jay stood outside the gate.
Sybil, 500 people, the whole building.
Stop it, Jay. That is not true. That is not true.
Robert Townsend? Is that true?
That is not true.
But the whole building.
There's a lot of people in that building that weren't in the movie, though. That is true.
That is true. Okay,
and
but Jeff, not Jay.
Anthony Brown was not one of them.
We didn't work together many times, but he wasn't in the Five Heartbeats.
I wasn't in the Five Heartbeats. Robert, did you know it's going to be this big, this movie?
We were talking. I always said I wanted a classic. You know, I'm working on a documentary right now about how I made the movie, but when I was a kid, the Temptations broke up, and I was kind of like, what happened? And it stayed in my head. So after I did Hollywood Shuffle, I told Keenan, because Keenan and I wrote the script together, I said.
Another movie, Jay Anthony Brown.
When in that one?
Oh, stop it. Stop it. And it started there. And as we were shooting the movie, we were talking about this, I guess because today is Sunday. Yep. I took the whole cast to church. And so we all went to West Angeles Church before I started shooting, because I said I needed God's blessing on this movie because it's a different kind of film. And we were talking about, you know, I think one of the reasons this film has been around for 25 years, you have never seen this kind of bond between 5 black men. Mm. Yeah. And that everybody stays together and they stay with their women. You know, it's like this beautiful journey. Mm. And I just think that the songs, everything, but I didn't have auditions. I would meet, he was doing Macbeth in a play.
He's a very Shakespearean actor.
I mean, tell him about the, how the whole process for you, you know?
No, it was, because I've been doing Shakespeare since I was in high school. Matter of fact, see, what people don't understand is I have a bachelor's from Notre Dame. I have a master's from University of Michigan. I got offers for my scholarship for my PhD from Yale and Cornell. But I went to London, and I went to school in London, studied at the London Shakespeare Academy.
Big Red?
Yes, sir.
Big Red. Yeah. Yes, Big Red, man.
Because Saturday was the anniversary of Shakespeare's birth and death.
Oh, yeah. Ted Lanz is doing a show in L.A., which is a prequel to Othello, and I'm getting ready to direct the Biddy Mason piece that Teddy wrote, a musical based on Biddy Mason's life.
Wow, awesome.
So I was on the road doing some small plays, like, you know, audience of 5-10 people, and I got off the road and I said, I'm not doing it, I'm tired. And a guy called me and said that he's gonna do Macbeth, and he said, come in audition. I said, no, I'm tired. He called me for a week, he said, come. So I went and auditioned. He came back and told me, he said, well, I've already promised Macbeth to somebody else, but would you do Macduff? And I said, no, I'm tired. I'm not doing no second leads. And he called me for a week and said, come on, man. Come on, do it. So I did it. We were in a small theater. Maybe there were, that night were 20, 30 people, and Robert came to see a friend in the show. And he came backstage after the show, and he said, "I'm getting ready to do this movie. Would you like to be in it?" And I looked at him. I said, "Cause I've heard that 500 million times."
In L.A., you hear it a lot. You do.
But there was something about the way Robert said it that said, "Maybe this is real." And sure enough, a month or so later, I get this call: "Come, we're getting ready to videotape it." And that's how I got into this movie, by doing something that I didn't want to do. But I'm always busy. I'm doing a play right now. No Place to Be Somebody in L.A. right now.
With You've done that before, no haven't money. You?
No place I haven't done.
Okay.
This is the first time I'm doing that. But
Big
but
Red.
But
Big
I'm
Red.
Working.
Shakespeare.
What?
Notre Dame. Michigan.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
This is the Fantastic Voyage.
It's very fantastic, man.
All right, it is Sunday on the Fantastic Voyage, benefiting the Tom Joyner Foundation and presented by Ford. On the Fantastic Voyage, benefiting the Tom Joyner Foundation and presented by Ford.